Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German Lutheran theologian and pastor who lived during the time of Hitler and World War II, knew firsthand the experience of the concentration camps, wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship. So it's been published millions of times. In the book, he says there's no such thing as cheap grace. And so what he means by cheap grace is the grace that we apply to ourselves. So it's baptism without discipleship. It's repentance or forgiveness without, forgiveness without repentance. So it's Christianity without any kind of sacrifice associated with it. And today, more than any other day of the year, we recognize that there's no such thing as cheap grace. All week in the liturgies, we've been hearing from Isaiah and the servant songs talking about this saving, suffering servant who's going to take upon the sin of the people. We hear in the first reading, it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. We thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted. He was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. So he takes everything upon himself. Pope Benedict XVI speaks about how, of course, Jesus represents God to us, but he also represents us to God. And in the sense that he's the only one who can take on sin and present us before God in a just way. And so he stands in our place. He takes the punishment that we deserve. As Jesus is hanging on the cross, he is undergoing all kinds of different temptations. But one of the last temptations that he is suffering and he's undergoing is the temptation to come off of the cross. It's not included in the Gospel of John. We just hear that he is hung between two robbers. But in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear about some passerbyers who are tempting him, to come down from the cross. We hear about some scribes and Pharisees and priests, if he's the Son of Man, they come down from the cross. And then we hear about the thief or the robber on his side who says, if you are God, save yourself and save us. And so one of the last temptations was really to come off the cross. And you can imagine how powerful that temptation could have been of like the just anger or vengeance for these ungrateful people for whom he has come to proclaim the good news of salvation, are taking him and crucifying him, bringing him to death. So tempting would it have been to come down upon that cross to use his power. It would have been completely just. Kind of think about ourselves too, about this cost of discipleship. Yes, Jesus is the one who is undergoing the sufferings for our infirmities, right? By his stripes we are healed. But if we want to follow in Christ's footsteps, then the reality is that there's a cost to our discipleship too, that we have to follow him by hanging upon our crosses. And there's always going to be temptations to come off of our cross. We're going to be tempted to step off of our cross. And that those temptations come through all of the capital sins. Every time that we're tempted by one of the capital sins, it's a temptation to come off our cross. And maybe the most powerful of all temptations that we hear about and that we pray about in the Our Father, the only one that's really mentioned, sin is forgiving those who trespass against us. So, as part of the church's tradition, this prayer was prayed three times, the earliest part of the Christian era, that this prayer was prayed three times during the day by all faithful Christians. And that one of the petitions is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So the reality is that we're always going to be trespassed against, and usually by those who are closest to us, right? And so this forgiveness, forgiving those who trespass against us, that requires hanging on a cross. Because what do we want to do? We want to hold the grudge, hold the resentment. We want to take vengeance on those who have done us harm, done an injustice toward us. And so to hang there and to suffer and to forgive is to hang upon the cross. And we might think to ourselves, how can we do that? How can we hang upon the cross? The movement is so strong to come off the cross, to use our power and to bring vengeance on that other person, whether it's interiorly or externally. How can we do it? Well, because Christ hangs on the cross by our side. And because by his cross, what he underwent our infirmities. So we're able to share in his power to be able to take up our own crosses. That is where we are to drink from. And he thirsts for us to turn to him to give us strength and courage and inspiration in carrying our crosses. So this day, we reflect in several ways. One, upon the cost of our sins, what it cost Christ to go to the end, that he took upon our infirmities, and that if we want to follow in his footsteps, it's going to require a dying and a hanging on the cross of ourselves. And we're going to be tempted, just like Christ, to come up off our crosses. But if we stay true by keeping our gaze on Jesus, offering himself completely in love without any merit on our part, we'll draw enough strength and courage to be able to endure to the end.